This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I always thought I had an ability to drink hot coffee. I love my coffee so much, even if it's really hot, I'll still sip it slowly. But today, I let it sit on the kitchen bench for about a minute or so to cool down because I knew we were going to chat to Dr. Vincent Ho, the gut doctor, today about super hot drinks. Do they raise our cancer risk? And how do we keep our brew both safe and still delicious?
Dr. Vincent Ho, the gut doctor on Joy Drive.
Good afternoon, Dr. Vincent Ho.
Hi, Warren.
Is tea and coffee that risky?
Great one to talk about. Well, there has been interesting research which has looked at this issue, the issue of very hot beverages. And we know that from the research, Warren, that there isn't any evidence for a link between hot drinks and throat cancer. So you might think that there's a connection. Not really there. There's really not a strong connection too between hot drinks and stomach cancer. However, there is a link between hot drinks and cancers of your food pipe or esophagus. And this has been demonstrated to be the case.
Oh, wow. So for those who don't know, the esophagus being where we swallow, the food goes down before it hits our stomach.
That's exactly right. And Warren, what was found back in 2016, there was this international agency for research on cancer, and they classified that if you were drinking hot beverages, that is by definition above 65 degrees Celsius, that was thought to be, over a long period of time, probably carcinogenic to humans. Wow. So it's thought that, there is a definite, cancer linkage, with hot drinks consumed over a long period of time and cancers of the food pipe or esophagus.
So it's not as though you have one really hot drink and the risk increases. It's over a period of time. What does it do? What's it doing to our esophagus to make it to increase the risk of cancer?
Yeah, so there's been, for a long time, there's been, and believe it or not, almost 90 years ago, it was proposed that hot drinks could cause damage to the cells lining the esophagus, and over time this could lead to cancer developing. And we know from a lot of the animal studies that this is very likely the case. So one study back in 2016 in mice found that if the mice were given hot water, about 70 degrees Celsius, they were more likely to get precancerous growth of the esophagus compared to mice given water at lower temperatures. So that's one study that's shown that linkage between accelerated precancerous growths in the esophagus. And there's another theory going on as well, that if you've got heat damage to the esophagus lining, that's actually going to weaken your normal barrier. Therefore, you're more susceptible to getting acid damage, because when you get reflux from the stomach up to the esophagus, it, by weakening that barrier, you're more likely to get acid damage, and chronic acid damage therefore increases your risk of esophageal cancer developing.
So what's 65 degrees? I've never stuck a thermometer in my coffee to measure how hot it is. I don't know. I'm not a barista either. So is 65 degrees, is that really hot?
Well, yeah, look, I mean, 65 degrees Celsius itself, is a kind of temperature, if you imagine, that is not, especially hot. Put it this way, when you get your coffee made, and if it's brewed straight, like boiling hot, often the temperature which it's brewed at is close to 90 degrees Celsius. So it's really very, very hot. And this is what's known. So often, it's brewed off at 90, and then you wait for it to obviously cool down. So and the issue therefore is that sometimes when you get your coffee, classically coffee, which is brewed at that high temperature, then when you're given the coffee, it's extremely hot.
You can't even hold it.
Much hotter than what you should be consuming at.
You can't even hold it properly when it's that. I hate coffee when it's really, really hot.
Super hot, Warren. And you know with those foam cups, you often need a couple of foam cups. You know when this coffee's that hot?
Definitely. And that's obviously not good for the environment. We're chatting with the gut doctor, Dr. Vincent Ho, on whether very hot drinks can raise esophageal cancer risk, which we've established that they potentially can. What about sip size, Dr. Vincent Ho? Does that matter at all if you take a big gulp compared to a smaller sip?
Yes, hugely important. Hugely important. So there was one study that actually that measured the temperature inside the esophagus of people drinking hot coffees. So they actually put a probe down in the esophagus to check it out. And what they found was that if you drank a big sip, so 20 mils of 65 degrees Celsius coffee, that actually increased the temperature inside the esophagus by up to 12 degrees. So it went from 65 to 77 degrees Celsius. So that's what they found with a big sip. But if you drink a small sip, Warren, like 5 mil sip, it would actually increase the temperature by only 3 degrees Celsius. So it went from 65 to 68 degrees Celsius. So what they concluded there was that large sips over time is going to lead to that sustained heat injury, which can obviously damage cells. So the recommendation is that, yes, okay, we know that if you drink large amounts of very hot drinks, you know, large sips, over time, that can increase your risk of developing esophageal cancer. But the occasional small sip of coffee at 65 isn't likely to cause any long-term problems.
So really, let's start, rather than treating our coffee as the morning rush that we need to quickly gulp down before we can do any work or function properly, let's treat it as a time to sit and sip it and enjoy it properly.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And you know, it's difficult to work out exactly what the optimal temperature is. There was one study from the US that actually calculated the ideal temperature, factoring the risk of heat injury to the esophagus while preserving the flavor and taste of coffee. And they reckon that was about 57.8 degrees Celsius. But I'm saying but I wouldn't go by off that. Okay. I think that your messaging is correct here, that I think, you know, we should, when we're given hot drinks, especially if they're really hot, slow down, take our time to enjoy. We can do things like, you know, stirring and blowing drinks. We can open the lid on a takeaway coffee, because we know that when you have the lid off, coffee cools twice as fast as with the lid on.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and buy a thermometer and stick it in my coffee. Just out of curiosity, I want to see what temperature it is that I've been drinking. Dr. Vincent Ho, let's say we've been drinking really hot coffee all our life. We hear this and we think, oh, you know, I'm a bit worried. Can you go and get it checked, your esophagus? Or do you need to wait for symptoms?
You can. Yeah, you can. Look, if you're really worried about it, you can get it checked out and certainly see your GP in the first instance. And I think your GP, if you've got other symptoms, particularly swallowing difficulties or anything that's suspicious, then you may get referred for a further investigation. So if you've got any concerns whatsoever, particularly if you've got issues with swallowing itself, or pain with swallowing, those are important symptoms that should really get checked out. But I agree with you, Warren. It'll be very interesting for you to check out the temperature of your coffee and try that out.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to find out. Vince, it's so good to chat with you. We'll let you go back and drink your lukewarm coffee.
It'll be a pleasure.
Thanks so much. Chat with you next time. That's Vincent Ho, Associate Professor and Clinical Academic Gastroenterologist at Western Sydney University. You can check out his socials or website.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.